This next story might be of interest to you if you know anyone that's planning to give birth anytime soon. It could be anywhere across Greater Sydney because the flow-on effects of what's going on the Central Coast are impacting the health system at large. 6 months ago, Gosford Private Hospital announced to close its maternity ward. There is maternity services offered at Gosford Public Hospital, but the wait list is already incredibly long. And on top of that, Gosford Public Hospital has lost its accreditation to train obstetricians and gynaecologist registrars. And that raises questions about how it'll be able to operate its maternity service without properly trained registrars. The final date for the maternity ward is the 31st of March. So where does that leave you if you're about to give birth? If you are giving birth, do you drive down the highway to Sydney? Quite a few practitioners are starting to speak out about this. Dr. Peter Skilbeck is the founder and clinical director of Institution of Private Obstetrics and Gynaecology in North Gosford. She's been a practitioner for 15 years. Good morning to you.
Hello, thanks for having me.
This is a complicated situation that we're describing, but where does this, to put it in really simple terms, where does this leave you if you are pregnant and you're on the coast?
It is a very complex situation, and there are a lot of factors that are contributing to the pressures, I guess, on maternity services. As a pregnant woman, if you're electing to have a birth privately with a private obstetrician, currently after March 31st, the only option will be to birth at Gosford Public Hospital, which remains still a possibility. However, for women who, for whatever reason, don't want to birth at Gosford Public or who really want the aspects of a private maternity ward, unfortunately, they're being forced to travel, you know, down to either Sydney or up to Newcastle.
I've read some suggestion that there's going to be people giving birth on the side of the road as a result of this. Is that kind of fear-mongering, or is that, do you think, the reality of what might unfold?
I think that without, you know, putting a lot of fear out into this already incredibly vulnerable population, you know, I think there's definite risks for women who are trying to reach one of these hospitals that are, you know, up to an hour away, that you know, especially travelling on the M1 at any time can be precarious. If you're in labour and there's an accident, or, you know, it can even be longer. So I think there is a real possibility of that potentially happening. Obviously, the public hospital is able to, you know, take anyone even in an emergency, but I think there is a real possibility that might happen.
How easy is it to shift to the public system if you need to? Like, it sounds like there's a lot of people that are kind of caught in the pipeline here.
Absolutely. What I would say is it's actually been logistically a nightmare. The issue with Gosford Private closing, we had patients who were booked to deliver there who were pregnant at the time. And every pregnancy, every birth is a very different story, and one model doesn't fit all. And so it's been really a really difficult decision for some women. They have to sometimes make a choice between leaving older children or potentially travelling an hour or so more in labour, or choosing to birth at the local public hospital as a private patient. Within the last few weeks, there has been more collaboration between the local health district and the private obstetricians about this transition. So we're hopeful that you know, we're going to come up with a solution in the near future.
I understand that one of the local federal MPs organised a health forum the other night, Tuesday night. What's the response from the politicians? Presumably you're all asking leaders, whether they be state or federal or even local government, the solutions. What are they saying to you?
So they're definitely acknowledging our concerns. They are absolutely listening. As to what is going to come out from that at the moment, it's difficult. I think the Women's Health Forum the other night was a fantastic opportunity to see how important this particular, you know, crisis is to women on the Central Coast. And, you know, they're definitely listening, but whether that's going to mean, you know, real outcomes is a different story. I have had, you know, I think there have been calls, and there were calls the other night to potentially even look into a formal inquiry into sort of how we got to this point.
The local health district, what's their response been?
Their response has been one of they are trying to work things out, and they are, you know, reassuring, I guess, staff and patients. So there's lots of things in the works. However, you know,
Dr. Peter, that sounds like a pretty vague response. Are you happy with it?
I think that there needs to be more done.
You're being very incredibly diplomatic in what sounds like a fairly acute situation.
Yeah, I'm trying to be.
What are the consequences if there's not an appropriate response here?
Well, I think that, number one, we'll see worsening outcomes for mothers and babies, and not only just physical outcomes, but the effect on women's mental health. And I think, you know, also from the gynecology perspective, there's a lot of women who are trying to run families and, you know, working jobs who aren't being managed from that way. And their quality of life is significantly deteriorating. I think the other issue is that the less patients we're able to manage on an elective basis is the increased pressure we'll see in our emergency department.
Really appreciate you giving us some of your valuable time this morning, Dr. Peter Skillwake. Thanks very much.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
And we will keep an eye on that story on the Central Coast. If you're experiencing any of this, if you're needing to use the system and worried about what it will mean for you, let me know. 1300 222 702 is the number.